With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Native American tribes in Montana and South Dakota say the Trump administration unlawfully approved the Keystone XL pipeline without considering potential damage to cultural sites. Attorneys for the Fort Belknap and Rosebud Sioux tribes sued the U.S. State Department today, asking a court to rescind the line's permit. The $8 billion pipeline would carry up to 830,000 barrels of crude daily through the tribe's ancestral homelands. Officials say visitation to Yellowstone National Park was down last month, but that 2018 is still on par with the park's three busiest years. A news release from the park says Yellowstone statisticians estimated a total of just fewer than 814,000 visits in August. That's down about 11% from August last year. The year-to-date total is now 3.1 million visits. It's the fourth consecutive year Yellowstone has reached that level in August. Yellowstone will likely surpass 4 million visits for the fourth consecutive year. A southwestern Montana sheriff is charged with evidence tampering and perjury in a case that led to a meth trafficking conviction. State prosecutors say Madison County Sheriff Roger Thompson didn't log drug evidence taken from a confidential informant before a controlled drug buy in June of 2017. They say Thompson also signed an affidavit seeking a search warrant for the seller's house, in which he said no drugs were found on the informant prior to the buy. The charges were filed September 6th. Thompson is expected to make a court appearance on October 1st.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Republicans are criticizing Democratic Senator John Tester for taking more money from lobbyists than anyone else in Congress this election cycle. The Associated Press fact-checked that claim, made in an anti-Tester television ad last week, and found it to be mostly true. The ad is part of a Republican strategy to portray Tester as part of the Washington establishment as the party seeks to bolster his opponent, State Auditor Matt Rosendale. As of late August, Tester had received nearly $400,000 in campaign contributions from lobbyists. That's more than any other sitting member of the House or Senate. He's also received nearly $500,000 from another group that consists of federal lobbyists and their family members. In that category, he's ranked number two. In the 2012 election cycle, Tester also received more lobbyist money than any other congressperson at more than $500,000. Campaign spokesperson Chris Marr said they've taken in more than $3 million from Montanans themselves, and that amounts to far more than they've received from lobbyists. When Tester was asked about the Republicans' claim, he said, quote, "That's bull," end quote. 17 Montana towns, cities, and counties are sharing $500,000 in federal grant money aimed at vulnerable populations. The grants from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development range from about $13,000 to $50,000. Bozeman received $25,000 for planning related to affordable housing. Matthew Madsen, the Affordable Housing Program Manager for the City of Bozeman, says the issue of low-cost housing has grown along with the area's population. The money will be used to answer a simple question.
Where are the specific needs in Bozeman? You know, is it emergency and transitional housing? Is it a big need for rental housing? Is it the home ownership component? Is it a mix of all of those?
Other grants include $30,000 to Butte Silver Bow County for an architectural report, $30,000 to Colstrip for a growth policy, and $20,000 to Mineral County to make the area more walkable. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Two big tobacco companies opposing a tobacco tax ballot initiative have violated Montana campaign finance reporting laws. That's according to a report on the Montana Free Press website. State Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan found sufficient evidence that the parent companies of Philip Morris Tobacco and R.J. Reynolds used undisclosed sources of funding to conduct automated phone calls and do polling and research to develop campaign messages opposing I-185. Those are violations of state campaign laws. I-185 asks voters to raise taxes on a pack of cigarettes by $2 and increase taxes on other nicotine products. Backers of the initiative asked Mangan to investigate the tobacco companies, the local opposition committee, and an affiliated Ohio-based consulting group. The Free Press reports that Mangan dismissed allegations against the local committee. So far, the committee opposing the tobacco tax has received nearly $9 million in cash and in-kind contributions. All but $500,000 of that has come from the parent company of Philip Morris Tobacco. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana is recommending the state make additional changes to its probation and parole system and increase access to services so fewer people are returned to prison for violating the terms of their supervision. The organization acknowledged changes made by the 2017 state legislature that seek to reduce the numbers of people returned to custody. However, the ACLU says impoverished people or those with mental health or substance abuse issues say they still struggle.